Hi, my name is Lev Tippin, and you might know me from such Drupal modules as MailChimp. This is episode 28 of the Modules Unraveled podcast.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast, where the Drupal community speaks. And now, your host. Happy birthday. Today is his birthday, Brian Lewis.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast. My name is Brian Lewis, and today I'm talking with Lev Tippin. Lev is partner at ThinkShout, formerly of Level Online Strategy, or Level OS. He's been a technologist for 15 years, and the last seven or so has been focusing on Drupal and open source. He works with nonprofits and other forward-thinking groups, and today I've got him here to talk about ThinkShout's new CRM, Red Hen. So, Lev, how are you doing?
I'm great, Brian. Thanks so much for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
No problem. I'm really excited for this. Do you want to go ahead and tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and where you're from?
Sure. Well, I currently live in Portland, Oregon, and I'm a partner at ThinkShout. We are a small kind of boutique Drupal shop here in Portland. My business partner is Sean Larkin, and there are six of us, soon to be seven. We work mostly with nonprofits. They've got a couple of other kind of what we call forward-thinking groups that we work with. And we tend to focus on kind of building tools for them to help them achieve their goals. So we do a lot of we do a lot of online mapping, a lot of third-party integration. And the last year or so, we've been focusing a lot on CRM work, which is where Red Hen came from, I should say. Excuse me.
Okay. Cool. How did you get started with Drupal?
So I kind of been in the corporate consulting gig when I first started my career, and I had a really hideous start in that my first job was doing the Y2K work, and I don't know if anybody else went through that, but it was among the most tedious, life-draining jobs ever. So I quickly moved on from that, and I went to kind of do agency work, and I had a bit of a life-altering experience when my my wife and I did a year trip around the world, kind of shift our perspective a little bit. So we kind of did a little budget travel adventure and saw lots of different parts of the world and how people live and all that. And I came back wanting to do work that I felt good about, in addition to work that I was pretty good at. So I started my own company back in 2004 called Level Online Strategy, and I started out working with nonprofits and other groups that I felt good about helping, but most of my background at the time was actually in kind of .NET, Microsoft .NET, and other enterprise-type technologies. And, you know, initially I kind of, shoved those technologies down my nonprofit clients' throats, but that felt really wrong for lots of reasons. So I kind of went cold turkey and I switched to open source, and I kind of compared all the available open source platforms that were out there, Joomla, WordPress, Drupal. There's even a .NET one called .NET Nuke, which is a nightmare I don't want to talk about. But Drupal, right off the bat, even back then, which was a 4.6 days, it seemed like, the best developer tool, the best tool on which to build kind of custom solutions for your projects while still getting the benefits of kind of having a lot of the most common tasks taken care of for you. So that's how I got started with Drupal, and I've been loving it ever since.
Cool. What's the most recent project that you've been working on?
From a client standpoint, like I said, we've actually been doing a lot of the CRM work. Maybe I can tell you about an exciting project we just launched, since that sure. CRM stuff is a little bit still in the development phase. We just wrapped up a site called theintertwine.org, and it's an NGO here in Portland that was spun off of one of our civic institutions called Metro. And what it does is it brings together parks and trails from around the region. So you've got state parks, you've got city parks, you've got county parks, and before the Intertwine launch, you had to go to three or four different websites to get a sense of all the different recreation opportunities in the area. So we worked with a local design shop and a national GIS provider called OpenPlans, which specializes in open geostack. And we put together the site called The Intertwine, which brings together all those parks and trails and helps you find adventures and a bunch of other really cool features. So that was a really exciting project that we're really, really proud of And coming out of that, we actually launched the Leaflet module, which takes advantage of a really great kind of coming up and coming map scripting library called Leaflet.
Cool. All right. Well, let's jump in and start talking about Red Hen. I had Dave Greenberg on the show not too long ago, and he talked about CiviCRM. But in case anybody didn't catch that one, can you start out by giving us just a brief explanation of what a CRM is?
Yeah, of course. CRM is one of those tricky acronyms because, you know, right off the bat, it can have several different meanings. The most well-known definition for CRM is customer relationship management, and even that in and of itself can have many meanings. But CRM could also stand for constituent relationship management as well as contact relationship management. So you've got all these different use cases, everything from doing, sales pipeline to managing your donors. But I think at its heart, CRM is really managing contacts, their relationships between other contacts and organizations, and their engagement with your organization.
Okay. So I guess with that in mind, my next question would be, why would somebody want a CRM in Drupal if the Drupal user entity is fieldable?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, when you first kind of glance at it, that's definitely one you might think. The most obvious reason is that, a Drupal user has to be a registered, authenticated user on your site. However, most interactions with your website are going to be by anonymous users. So one of the use cases that kind of a more abstract contact management system can solve is that the people interacting with your site can be anonymous users, and you can, key them off of email address, maybe, session IDs and IP addresses. There's different ways we can do that. For now, we're keying it off of email address is how you identify anonymous users. And then you could, of course, convert those anonymous users into, authenticated users on your site as well. In addition, if you just want to have like a contact database, without some type of like scaffolding upon which to hang your contacts on your organizations and their relationships and everything else, every single contact in your system has to be a user, a Drupal user, and that really may not be the best fit for every use case.
There are a lot of CRMs out there, and what makes Red Hen different from the others?
The main thing, especially from our perspective, is that it's built 100% natively with Drupal.
Okay.
So we are, we spent a lot of time working with CiviCRM. And to be fair, this was several years ago, and I know they've made a lot of improvements. And we have a ton of respect for CiviCRM. It's got an amazing feature set, a really, really devoted developer community, and, it's helping lots of organizations for sure. But that said, it's not Drupal. It's bolted on top of Drupal. And what we generally found is that CiviCRM, it can work really great if you more or less use it out of the box. And I'm definitely focusing on, when it's integrated with Drupal, because I didn't really have experience using it with Joomla or other platforms. But it's, a completely different set of APIs. It's a different templating engine. And as soon as you want to, customize it, even simple things like altering the way forms appear or changing workflows, things all of a sudden got very complicated. And it didn't really, it's just what things weren't done the Drupal way, the workflows weren't Drupal, the alterations weren't Drupal, and it integrated with Drupal in a very complex manner. Like a lot of data was duplicated across two different sets of databases. If you had a shared database between Drupal and Civi, you had to rely on prefix names for all the tables to avoid conflicts. So we decided really when we started ThinkShot a couple of years ago that the solution was really to learn a lot from Civi's great experiences, but to really do this natively in Drupal so that you can build kind of custom solutions with a set of modules. And one of our inspirational models for Red Hen is really Drupal Commerce in the sense that they have a bunch of different modules which, out of the box, really don't do all that much. But there is a powerful set of building blocks to kind of build specific solutions out of. And that's our goal for Red Hen as well. So I got a little off track as far as why is Red Hen different from other CRMs. And the other CRMs, the other major open source CRM is Sugar CRM, which is also a really great product. But it's also you know, you could say it's an enterprise caliber product in that it's incredibly complicated. You need really experienced solution providers to customize it for you. And it's really overkill for lots of, you know, simpler CRM use cases. And then you kind of get into, you got the commercial space. So you've got products like, you know, Blackbaud's Razor's Edge, which is costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. And, you know, there's like ongoing, you know, $20, $30, $40, $50,000 annual license fees. And, you know, you're stuck in a proprietary box. So once you kind of get in that world, you're stuck in that world. And it's really hard to integrate it with all sorts of other services. You know, kind of the last category of CRMs is, you know, kind of the SaaS offerings. So you've got Salesforce, you've got Batchbook, you've got Capsule. You know, Salesforce is obviously kind of the gorilla in the CRM room. And, you know, in a lot of ways, it's a really amazing platform and a product. And we by no means fool ourselves into thinking that Red Hat could replace Salesforce. But what we do think is that Red Hat could be a really great integration point with Salesforce, so that if you've got like a larger organization, you're relying on Salesforce, you still need a front-end website as an entry point for all that data. So, you know, Red Hat could kind of be, you know, scaffolding from which to integrate all of your Salesforce data. And that's also something that we're currently working on with some of our clients.
Hmm. Okay. So kind of on that same topic, I had a question from one of my Twitter followers, Tony Groff, and he said, why did you guys decide to build Red Hat instead of going with Civi CRM? You kind of talked about that, but was there something specific that you just decided we're not going to do Civi CRM?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of touched on that. I can just, you know, kind of clarify maybe. I mean, in short, yeah, we did decide that we didn't, you know, we were Drupal, kind of a boutique Drupal agency, and we wanted to do kind of custom, you know, very efficient Drupal solutions, and we didn't really think we could do that with Civi CRM. Again, it's no thanks against Civi. We really have a ton of respect for, you know, the product and the developer community behind it, but it's just not Drupal, and we want to build things with Drupal, so that's why we needed Red Hat.
Okay, and then kind of along that lines as well, he asked, did you guys evaluate and consider combining efforts with the other Drupal CRM modules like CRM API, CRM Core, and CRM?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to chat about that. So there's actually, I guess you could say there's three current Drupal 7 efforts to build a CRM. Trellin is behind the CRM Core effort.
Okay.
And then there's also CRM API is actually the party module. So if you go to like drupal.org/project/party, that's all the code for that project. The CRM API is actually, it's supposed to be a group for people in Drupal working on CRM regardless of the specific project.
Mm, okay.
It's, you know, that said, it's actually pretty much only the party folks, but that's kind of the intent there. And that CRM namespace is actually, it's kind of, it's abandoned slash being squatted on, I don't know what you want to call it, but that's an empty shell of a project that's kind of been sitting there for a couple of years now without being touched. So okay. the three active projects then are CRM Core, Party, and Red Hat. There's definitely some overlap between them, and we definitely have been in touch with all involved parties. You know, CRM Core was basically built by Trellin, and they kind of didn't really talk about it too much until they had a first version of it built. The first we kind of heard about it was when they did a talk at Badcamp last year.
Okay.
It's a great product. It has a lot of overlapping features with ours. You know, any kind of comparison I do is obviously going to be biased, but it's probably the one that has the most overlap with ours. I would say it's a little bit more on the side of being a plug-and-play point-and-click configuration solution, and ours is a little bit more of a development platform.
Hmm.
So they really, like, for example, the only dependency that we have with Red Hat is actually Entity API. You know, we provide default lists and you know, lowercase views of everything. We don't rely on the views module. We don't rely on address field or anything else like that. And CRM Core is a little bit more of kind of, it glues together lots of different community components. You know, like for example, it relies on entity reference, on relation, on views, and a few other things. But you know, their demos look good. So it kind of really depends on the approach you want to take. The party module, it had a little bit of a lapse in activity. I kind of just looked at it earlier today to make sure that I knew what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of code committed lately, but that said, it's still it doesn't really work yet. The concept there is that like parties are types of contacts and organizations, kind of like creating bundles of them, and it's kind of a novel set of semantics and approaches to having, you know, different types of contacts related together and grouped together on a site. I can't really tell you like the exact idea there because it doesn't really work yet. Like if you try clicking around, you still get lots of errors and all that kind of stuff. But it looks right. Like a really exciting project. It seems to me that parties a little bit more of a grassroots effort. You know, there's lots of kind of people on a level playing field in the community working on that. And CRM Core, as well as Red Hat, they're a little bit more, you know, top-down driven in the sense that, you know, Trello is driving the direction of CRM Core and ThinkShout is driving the direction of Red Hat. And, you know, I think there's pros and cons to that approach, but I think in my experience, you kind of need a driving force behind a project. And if it's, you know, only kind of driven, you know, bottom up on the grassroots up, things can really take a long time to take shape. And you can kind of get mired in decision making without a kind of a clear consensus. So our hope is to, you know, we've already, you know, really last week we started engaging with the community on Red Hat. And our goal is to, you know, again, kind of do some executive decision making with the project, but get lots of input from the community, get as much of an ecosystem around the project as we can. You know, we're more than happy to accept patches and suggestions on how to improve it. So that's in short kind of our goal for Red Hat.
Okay. I wanted to kind of pick up on something you're comparing with CRM Core, where they use their dependencies on entity reference and all that stuff. What are you guys doing that's different than the reason I'm asking is because a lot of my sites that I build already use entity reference and, you know, a bunch of views and all these other modules. So why did you guys decide not to use those, and what are you doing instead of using those?
You know, it's a great question, and we're looking to find a balance. When I say we don't use them, I mean we don't depend on them. So okay. Certainly, I should make one correction in that we do depend on the relation module to connect contacts and organizations and contacts to other contacts.
Okay.
But you know, as far as entity reference, for example, certainly if you want to add entity reference fields to any of the entities within Drupal, that's absolutely our design goal. But we didn't want to like make you have to do that to get some baseline functionality.
Okay.
Same thing with views. Of course, views is this amazing, powerful tool, and it looks like it might even become part of Core in Drupal 8. But you know, if you're building like a custom, you know, application with Red Hat, we didn't want to burden those developers with needing to use views if they didn't want to.
Hmm.
We've got like lower level APIs that let you want, you know, kind of do all of the core things you need to do. And you know, for example, if you like install Red Hat and you kind of enter in a bunch of contacts, you go to the contacts overview page, you get like a nice tabular listing of contacts with a bunch of filters. One of kind of the neat things that we do then is that when you change the type of contact you want to filter, it'll, you know, reload a little Ajax post back all of the available fields of that contact that you can filter by. And that's something, you know, if we had a canned view of the list of contacts, you know, it couldn't respond to the different fields that were attached to them.
Hmm.
So that said, if you're building a specific instance of a site with Red Hat, you could easily override that default tabular listing with your own view. And that was kind of our goal there, is to provide that flexibility, but not make any assumptions as to how you're going to want it to work.
Okay, cool. And the last thing that he kind of asked here was that Red Hat seems to be the front runner for the native Drupal CRM solution, and it's getting support. So is there a way, basically he wants to know if all of these different ones are going to kind of consolidate into one. But from what it sounds like, the direction from you guys and even CRM Core is a little bit different. So I'm going to guess no on that.
Yeah, I mean, we welcome all comers. If I was a betting man, I don't think that anytime soon everybody's going to all of a sudden join forces under one project.
Right.
We would certainly welcome participation from anyone who's interested. And like I said, we're generally very, very open to accepting patches. And if, you know, if we get a lot of push in a certain direction, we're not going to fight against the stream there and resist it. You know, we'll go with it as long as it doesn't hurt any of our projects, which I don't think it would.
Okay. Well, I had some questions because you kind of compared Red Hen to Drupal Commerce, and that's kind of the impression I got, where you install it and then you have kind of have to do some configuration to make it do what you want to. So what kind of configuration is actually necessary to set up a functioning CRM with Red Hen?
Yeah, that's a great question. So yeah, Drupal, there's not a whole lot of models out there for what we're doing, but Drupal Commerce is definitely the best one. And, you know, if any of you out there have, you know, worked with Drupal Commerce, it's kind of, you download it, you enable one or some of the modules. I think Drupal Commerce has like 8 modules. We have like 6 or 7 right now. And you're still kind of stuck with not much there, it seems. And Red Hen is the same way. So to get started, you have to create different bundles of all of your key entities. So like there's a contacts module, but before you can create contacts, you need to have types of contacts. So let's say you're building some type of a CRM for a school. So you need to create a teacher bundle and a student bundle and maybe an administrator bundle, maybe a parent bundle. As far as organizations, maybe you want to create a school, maybe a classroom. Those would all be different bundles. And each of those bundles is then fieldable, so you'll need to add the appropriate fields. We provide some properties out of the box. So, for example, contacts have like first names and last names, and we always create we created a new field type, a Red Hen email field, because it has the ability to specify which email is going to be the default, which one should be used for bulk mailing, stuff like that. So when you create a contact bundle, it'll automatically give you like a first name, last name, and email. But any other fields that you want to add are going to be up to the site builder to configure for each bundle. We've also got, let me make sure I'm not missing something. You know, the other kind of key bundles you're going to have, the other key entity types are going to be memberships, if you've got like paid memberships. I mentioned organizations. Those are the main ones, actually: contacts, organizations, and memberships. We have another thing that we call engagement. Got an engagement scoring API, which I'm happy to talk about a little bit more detail. We think that's one of the really unique aspects of Red Hen. It lets you basically track interactions with your contacts and score them so that you can kind of, you know, relatively speaking, measure the engagement of all the different contacts in your system. So you could, for example, out of the box, we have integration with our note system. So whenever you leave a note on a contact record, you can, from a drop-down list, the type of engagement that was. So, for example, if it was a phone call or a meeting, or you sent them an email, you could give a score to them. And then those scores are summarized on the contact overview page. You could also set it up so that you could give people a score when they leave a comment on your blog. You could get a score when you submit a contact form. You could give a score when you tweet a blog post. You know, kind of sky's the limit there. But those engagement scores are actually custom entity types that can be, you can create different types of engagement scores, and you can export them into features and stuff like that.
Okay.
So that was a long way to, I'm not sure if I clearly answered the question there. But in short, you don't get much out of the box. So you need to have some site builder chops to get you there. And that said, you know, much like, Commerce offers the Commerce Kickstarter project. Which is basically kind of it's an example use of Commerce that kind of basically gives you like a store that sells widgets, kind of your traditional e-commerce type of setup. Mm-hmm. We do have a sample installation profile for Red Hen that's available at the namespace is Red Hen Demo. And that basically sets up a sample association that's a pet shelter. So you've got like different types of contacts, like staff and volunteers, and it just gives you an example of how you could use Red Hen. That's a bit of a sandbox just to give people a taste. Our to create use case focused distributions with Red Hen that meet specific needs. So, for example, internally, we've already begun working on a sales pipeline tool built with Red Hen. And we will, when that's far enough along, release that to the community as like a Red Hen leads distribution. And we hope and imagine that there would be other ones as well. One other prominent use case that we're currently working on is assessment management. So that's kind of the classic case where you have, like, let's say, like here in Portland, we have like a software association. And organizations join that association, and each organization has contacts connected with it. Typically, those organizations pay membership fees. Those membership fees expire. Actually, I don't know why I didn't use the Drupal Association. That's kind of a really classic one that everybody's familiar with. So we have currently a couple different projects that are nearing completion that use Red Hand just for that purpose, and we'll probably release that as a separate distribution as well.
Okay. I was going to ask, is there documentation somewhere for people on how to configure the different parts to do things they want?
We have a start. We're working on it, but currently there are README files in Markdown format at the root of the Red Hand project and included with every single submodule. Okay. So that's probably the best place to start. The project overview page has a decent amount of information on it, and we're doing a series of blog posts. So if you go to thinkstout.com/blog/category/Red Hand, we're having a series of blog posts that go in depth on the different components. So right now we've got kind of an intro, an in depth, and a blog post focused on engagements, and we'll keep adding to that list over the coming weeks.
Okay, so my next question is, what kind of people should be looking into Red Hand, or what size of company is this ideal for? Maybe that's two questions, but yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question. But, you know, a lot of it's going to be on these kind of focused distributions. So like Red Hand, the core set of Red Hand modules, that's kind of for site builders who have, you know, specific solutions in mind. Let's say, for example, we look at the association management distribution that we're working on. We'd say it's for small to mid-sized organizations. I don't know, anywhere from 10 to 200 staff. Again, we're not fooling ourselves into thinking Red Hand overnight can replace an enterprise caliber CRM. But what we do think it can be very soon is a really flexible and effective kind of glue between your back-end enterprise components and just your front-end website. So that's a tough one to answer because, you know, just like Drupal or Red Hand can be used for lots of different use cases. Mm-hmm. But I think that if you're a small group and you're kind of willing to take a risk, you could definitely use Red Hand as your primary CRM. If you're a mid-sized group, I think that it would be better to work with like a solutions provider in order to kind of tailor a specific solution with Red Hand and or use one of those distributions once they kind of launch and get mature. And if you're a large organization, I think that Red Hand could be really effective, kind of a scaffolding. I use that again, but a scaffolding to integrate a more robust CRM like Salesforce or Sugarwiz.
Okay. Do you have any clients that you can name, or do you have any examples of people who are using Red Hand that we can kind of check out?
We don't right now. I mean, we kind of did something kind of unique in the last year or so, in that we built Red Hand on the backs of three different projects. So we actually got our clients to, sit together and agree collaboratively to abstract a portion of their independent projects into Red Hand. So we have literally had these three projects. We lopped off a portion of budget on each of them and, very transparently to everyone involved, put that into kind of a dedicated Red Hand bucket. And so we built Red Hand kind of like in conjunction with those three projects. The first one is going to launch within a month. And the other two will follow soon after. So I can't really go into too much more detail other than that at the moment. But sure. Very shortly, there will be production sites of a decent size and stature using Red Hand.
Okay. Will you guys tweet about that or something when those are released?
Absolutely.
Cool. And what's your Twitter handle so people know where to follow that?
I am at LevelOS on Twitter and most everywhere else on the web. And ThinkShout is at ThinkShout.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Well, we had some more questions from Tony on Twitter, and he mentioned the install profile. And basically, he asked, is that basically just like a Red Hand distribution?
Yeah, so the answer is yes and no. The install profile that we do have right now under the Red Hen demo namespace, it really is just a sandbox to give you a taste of what Red Hen can do. Down the road, we are envisioning distributions built with Red Hen that are tailored towards specific use case, pipeline management, association management, maybe just like an address book in the cloud type of stuff.
Okay. And what was the motivation behind using Red Hen groups and organizations as groups rather than using like organic groups?
That's a good question. So we have one of our submodules is called Red Hen Org Group. And what that does is it turns organizations into, essentially groups similar to organic groups in that they can have private content and you can, they have notifications and broadcast messages and stuff like that. The main reason we did it ourselves was, really two main reasons. The main one is that OG at the time, the 7X 2X branch was still, it was a moving target. It was like literally changing daily. There was no stable release. Mm-hmm. And we just couldn't rely on it. I believe they just rolled the first release of that 7X 2X branch in the last week or so. So I think that that's a decision that we can revisit whether it makes more sense to kind of stick with our own code or to go with OG. But the other consideration is just, the amount of potential cruft that could be included. That group submodule that we have is very lightweight. Basically just add some settings to designate an organization as being a group. And then allows private content to be posted there and displayed with the group. So it's not a very complex module right now, but it serves its purpose. But if we get more bang for our buck by using OG, we're definitely open to that.
Okay, cool. And how will you guys handle paid memberships and donations? Is that going to be through Drupal Commerce?
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually been talking to Ryan Zarma, the Commerce Maintainer, about the best way to approach that, and we're hoping to meet with Commerce guys in the coming weeks and talk about where there's some overlap and how we can best work together.
Okay, cool. And then he asks about duplicate records. Is there going to be any like dedupe tools in there?
That's certainly on the list. There are not right now.
Okay.
So yes and no.
Cool. And then maybe this is kind of going back to the views thing, but do you guys have reporting tools like top donors or income reports, or is that something that can be added with views?
We don't currently have any canned reports. I think, again, those would be included with the specific distributions.
Okay.
But, we really have worked pretty hard at making our views integration really robust. So it should be pretty easy to create reports like that.
Okay. And then are you guys using something specific for your bulk emailing?
Yeah, I can talk about, we also, I mentioned kind of at the top of the podcast that we've been working with MailChimp for years on integrating Drupal with their products. They recently launched a new service called Mandrill, and, we recently, with them, launched a corresponding module on Drupal of the same name, and that brings very inexpensive and easy-to-use transactional email into Drupal. And just in case, for those who aren't kind of familiar with the term, transactional email simply means that you can track the. So right now, like if Drupal sends an email using kind of the default PHP send mail functionality, whether it's a comment notification or a password reminder or a new user registration notification, you basically have no way of knowing what happened to that email. And transactional email makes it completely verifiable. So you have like nice graphic reports on the emails that were sent, how many of them were opened, what, if any, links were clicked in those emails. So we think simply using a tool like that in conjunction, with kind of Drupal's core APIs will give you sufficient bulk email functionality. We're also going to be providing kind of more specific MailChimp integration, such as, whenever a contact is created, automatically add them to a list in MailChimp. Mm-hmm. We've already got tools to create campaigns from Drupal content. So we think all the pieces are there to get an effective solution.
Have you guys looked at all at like the Simple News or newsletter modules on Drupal?
Yeah, sure. And, Simple News is, it's a great like native tool, but again, it lacks the sophistication and ease of use of some of the third party email services. I mean, Simple Mail still sends mail from your Drupal server, at least last I looked. So I think you have all the limitations of, basically sending email with PHP and the lack of, the lack of verification. You got like spam issues. You got to make sure your SPF records are configured correctly. You have the concern of getting your server blacklisted. So, much like kind of hosting, we kind of like to leave email to the experts. Whether it's MailChimp or Constant Contact or ExactTarget, we happen to be friends with the MailChimp folks and think they have a really great product, so that's our preference. But I think any of those tools work well. Okay. And there's actually a bunch of services coming up these days that, just provide email gateways. I can't remember the names of any offhand. But like, for example, Amazon has a service called SES, which is like, just a, a simple bulk transactional email service that you could use instead of using your web server. So we definitely recommend to folks that they use some type of a service for email rather than just using the web server.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I think those are all the questions that I had about Red Hen for now. So I guess we're ready to wrap up unless there's anything you wanted to say before we do.
I just want to thanks so much for the opportunity, Brian. It was really great to have a chance to talk about Red Hen. We are really excited about it, and we really hope that the community is as well. And like I said, we're not looking to do this as a Think Shout project. I mean, we want to kind of help curate the effort, I should say. But we're really hoping that folks can get involved and get in the issue queues and contribute code and let us know what direction they'd like to see it go.
Okay, sounds good. Well, let's go ahead and wrap up this then. I always ask everybody a couple questions. And the first, is there something that you're not working on, but that you've seen and had your eye on that you think looks really cool?
Yeah, sure. We're, aside from all that kind of back-end geekiness, we're also really, really excited about a lot of the innovations going on with responsive design and development techniques. And, we've kind of tried all the different responsive base themes. We've been using Omega, which is fabulous, for a long time. We've tried Sasan from the Level 10 folks. And we just recently switched to Zen with the new release that came out a couple of weeks ago. And we're really excited about all the amazing stuff that's happened there and the work that John Alden's done. So that's a really great responsive base theme with, and it really seems to work well for a development team because it has less kind of point and click configuration and more cool stuff you can do in the code.
Okay, cool. And finally, where can people find out more about you if they want to get a hold of you?
Well, thinkshout.com is probably the best place. As I mentioned, I'm LevelOS on Twitter and Drupal.org and most other places on the web. So that should definitely be the best way to get in touch.
Cool.
Yeah. For any more questions, if anybody has any, feel free to reach out.
Excellent. Well, Lev, it's been good talking to you. This has been very informative. Like I was telling you before we started recording, I'm about to start a project that I'm going to use a CRM. So I'm going to have to play with this and see if it'll work.
That'd be great. Yeah. Let us know if we can help at all.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
If you liked this episode, check out modulesunraveled.com/podcast to get more information about it. And while you're there, you can listen to other episodes or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or your favorite podcast software. Also, check out the Drupal videos on the site. There are a number of series available, each teaching various subjects in Drupal 7, like setting up a newsletter, configuring organic groups, or how to make the images on your site responsive to complement your responsive design. Thanks for listening. Feel free to get in touch and keep those suggestions coming about who you want to hear from on the podcast. That's it for this episode of the Modules Unraveled podcast, and I'll talk to you next week.